And tomorrow on the show, we're going to be starting with a new short series, just a few days, about how to use your voice with a teleprompter or an auto cue. If you're appearing on video, perhaps in a TV studio, maybe at a live event, you could be doing a podcast which incorporates video as part of its platform reach, then how do you use a teleprompter? Because again, how you use that will instill confidence, and that'll help you with your voice and your overall presentation as well. Today, though, your video call voice confidence tricks on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. So once you've set the lights and the background how you want them for your video call, Skype, Zoom, might be a webinar, could be a YouTube, something like that, find the button on your video platform that allows you to turn off your self-view, because that may help you feel more confident, because you won't have that potential dysmorphia that we spoke about a few days ago. And then here's a couple of other tricks. Put your notes to one side of the screen. Yeah, if you've got a laptop and you've got your notes, particularly if they're on A4, then you can balance them on the screen. You don't need necessarily to see yourself. As I say, that could be off-putting. You don't necessarily need to see other people, but you probably do need to see your notes and your bullet points. We'll speak about more about scripts and notes and bullet points in the next couple of 3 weeks, incidentally. But if you've got them just alongside your camera on your screen, then it's much easier. It looks much better to be able to just glance at your notes and see a point that you want to make, and then direct your message back to the video camera. Now, obviously, you've got to be careful you're not obscuring your camera, but it's quite obvious where that is. Yeah, do you see what I mean? You can have your notes to the left and notes to the right of the camera. You don't necessarily need to see your screen. And when you glance at your notes, you're not looking completely away off camera and down one side, up above, somewhere like that. It looks much more natural. You can also perhaps put a picture of someone friendly beyond the mic, someone else that you're talking to. We spoke about that and how that helps your voice several months ago. Look at the lens. I've just mentioned this. Yeah, look at the lens so you don't look a dick. Don't look at the screen. Don't look somewhere else. Don't look over into the middle distance. Look at the lens. I know it's a bit awkward for you, but it's even more awkward for everybody else if they think you're not looking at them. You look a dick, all right? And finally, have a separate mic and a headphone. We've spoken about this a couple of three times already. It makes you sound better and have a better emotional connection as well. Okay, that about wraps things up for our video call tricks and tips and hints and advice on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Tomorrow, we're going to start, as I say, a new series, a short one, just about using a teleprompter, an auto cue. Yeah, over the next few days, how you too can be an auto cutie. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.